Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
What are you, you animal?
Back in 2017, she signed a contract to be God.
Ugh!
He's got more money than Tila Tequila.
I know he's a douche.
Hell yeah. Slide that into your Google machine real quick.
Anyway, yeah, so she has these ferrets.
Wanna bang?
Spankies. Spankies. I like that.
All right, welcome. It's Spanky's Corner, a podcast, and we decided to just turn the microphones on for this conversation because we were like organically having it in studio. Tyler and I are both super nervous. We're really scared because we both did something for the first time, and it was like not intentional that we both did this, but it's ironic because we both booked a Spirit Airlines flight for the same month. And we're both kind of snobs about it. Like, I always have avoided Spirit. And it's just been because of the horror stories. But Josh flies it routinely. My boyfriend Josh. Yeah. My best friends Katie and Justin. And I will say that they kind of have some bougie taste. But they'll take a Spirit flight. She's taking a Spirit flight all the way to Vegas when we go.
Whoa.
I know. And I'm like, what are you, you animal?
And we should set this up by saying, not even 2 months ago, if you would have taken a Spirit flight, I would have shunned you publicly.
Well, no, there was an episode where we gave Sonic a lot of shit for it.
We need to bring him in, actually, and find out his... He had like a horror story
or
something.
He's gonna scare us. Don't...
Here's the thing. So what ended up happening with my particular thing, I generally fly United. People say what they want, but I've flown 1.2 million miles on United. I've got a few miles on United. I love United. They've always been very good to me, but they're switching things around this year with how you qualify for their status and whatever else, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like a free agent. So I'm trying all kinds of different airlines.
So you're being an airline slut in 2020.
I'm a complete airline slut. I have broken up.
So no, you're broken up, but you're still banging.
Still banging.
You're still banging that old thing.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are still hooking up.
Yeah.
But United's not texting you late at night, so you're free to go.
No, I'm more like the... I'll still take United out for like the nice dinner, but Spirit Airlines is for sure my side hoe at lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, or United, like, you're still going to get them something nice for their birthday,
mm-hmm.
but like, you're going to go home with Spirit on a boozy night at Tao.
I'll give you an example. This weekend, I'm going to Seattle this weekend. I'm flying Delta there, and then I'm flying United home. So it's almost like I get there and United's going to be like, oh, wait, how did you get here?
So Delta is like you going out with that hot girl and like putting an Instagram story of you two just to like make them a little bit mad, because Delta's pretty sexy.
They are kind of sexy. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I have to go to Seattle this weekend. My buddy, shout out to DJ FaZe, good friend of mine in Seattle, he is having a thing. And so I'm going over, my wife's already there. United wanted more money by like $150 to go there in coach than Delta wanted in first class. I saved $150 by flying Delta in first. This isn't an ad for airlines, by the way. And second of all, to bring it full back, you know, battle way back around to Spirit. My brother lives in Colombia, in Bogota, Colombia. And we found cheap airfare down, but we couldn't find anything back. And the one flight that kept popping up was fucking Spirit. And I'm like looking at it. My brother just flew Spirit from Bogota, Colombia up to Chicago. He's like, yo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
This might sound really dumb of me, but because I never travel them, I just truly didn't know. I didn't know they flew international.
They have more flights to Colombia than any other U.S. carrier.
Interesting.
I only know that because my brother told me that because he lives there. And he's like, yo, if you get that big front seat, just pay the extra $60 or whatever and get the big front seat, bring your own meals on board and don't check anything and you're fine.
Yeah, you will be proud of me because I'm not going to lie, and I know it's you hate this quality in me, but I am a bag checker. Ugh. Just because and it's not necessarily because I bring so much stuff. I just don't like carrying it around. I'm a small person. It gets heavy. And I travel by myself 90% of the time. So it's not like I can be like, Josh, this is heavy. Do you want to switch bags? Because he travels with his JanSport from 2004.
Because you can slide under the seat in front of you and Spirit Airlines doesn't give a shit. They're not going to charge you extra for that.
So, but for the Spirit flight, I did a carry-on there, and I think I checked it back because I was like, if you guys lose it, you'll get my shit to me eventually. But I need my stuff for there. And because checking it was cheaper than carrying it on.
And this is to Florida.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to be a couple weeks ahead of you. Bogota. I'm only doing it one way. Bogota, I think Fort Lauderdale to here. So I'll give you the full report. We didn't check any bags. We didn't do any carry-ons. We're doing, you see this backpack? It's wherever my backpack is right there. Mm-hmm. That's what we're bringing. So it's free. But then we paid to do the big front seat up front,
okay,
which is like a first class seat, but you don't get first class service. You still pay for everything when you're on board.
Right.
And which is $8 a drink. I did the research.
They smack you and give you 5 o'clock vodka.
Yo, I reached out to so many people and I was like, yo, Spirit. They're like, it's okay as long as you pick your seat and you can deal with the people. What's your go-to airline?
Southwest.
Oh.
Southwest for sure. But I do Delta
them.
Too.
A lot of people love Southwest.
It's good. It's comfortable. You know what I like? You know what really got me into Southwest was I flew there a lot when I lived in Detroit. And I was going to see Josh in St. Louis. It was the cheapest and best flight every time. Like I could get a $94 one way.
I'm always late to flights, which means with Southwest, you don't have a seat when you get on board. You end up in 27E between two people that you don't want to be between. I can't handle that. I can't handle the whole pick your seat thing.
I would just set an alarm on my phone. As long as you check in early enough, you're never going to end up in a middle seat.
Not going to do it. I'm not going to do any of that nonsense ever. And I know that. And I can't stand it for that reason alone.
And they do a thing. I realized when I bought it the other day, and this has always been a thing, but you can like, for like $10 extra, you can add early check-in on your flight.
Sounds like an ad.
I know. Both of us just sound like an ad this entire time. We just know what we like. I like Delta the best. It's just expensive.
I'll report back. In fact, when I'm being an airline slut and cheating on United, we're flying Delta down to Colombia and then taking Spirit back. So I'll give you the full report.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like you're taking the nice girl.
Funny, man.
You're taking the nice girl downtown. And
yes.
Then you're just.
Spirit, though, is like that dirty, tatted up, like stripper. She's
it's like the
stripper.
One, it's the one that you never like allow on your Instagram feed or to anyone know you're with, but the crazy ex-girlfriend finds her in your tags and shows it to all her friends. And they're all like, ugh.
It's like the one, like your buddy goes, hey, did you hook up with Spirit Airlines? You'd be like, oh God, no. Are you sure? Where were you last night? Like, oh, I went with Spirit.
Well, why are there fingernails in your bed? She's missing three teeth.
Everybody did warn me though. Get ready for like fights and tomfoolery and all kinds of shenanigans.
I mean, yeah, that probably would happen on there. Frontier's on that level too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing worse than Spirit, is there?
I don't think so. Do you remember Hooters Air? Go ahead and Google Hooters Airlines.
Josh would buy a season pass.
My father, because Hooters Airlines used to fly between. Yeah, there you go.
What happened?
My father, when he was still living in Rockford, Illinois, where I grew up, they would fly between Rockford and Denver, and my dad would fly Hooters Air often.
Oh my God, they were only operating for 3 years.
Yeah.
So those 3 years, your dad was just all about Hooters Air.
Frequent flyer. And he's like, and my dad, you have to keep in mind, probably wouldn't go to Hooters on the ground at all. He's very conservative, like barely drinks, that kind of thing, right? That man would tell me, he's like, yo, so I was on this Hooters Air thing and they have flight attendants or had flight attendants and then they would have Hooters girls. And so in the middle of the flight, they got Hooters girls running up and down the aisle. You're playing bingo. Like all kinds of shenanigans are happening at 30,000 feet, 6 miles into the sky.
I want a bingo flight. That sounds so fun. I wish Hooters Air still existed. Why would they close down? I mean, here's the Wikipedia. Let's deep dive.
into Hooters Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a legit thing.
The airline was established in 2003 and started operations on March 6, 2003. It was founded by Hooters of America restaurant owner Robert Brooks. Aside from its unorthodox neighborhood chain restaurant tie-in, Hooters Air sought to differentiate itself from other characters with a distinctive style of in-flight service.
I'm telling you.
The carrier was marketed towards golfers in an effort to bring casual and tournament players to Myrtle Beach's 100-plus championship golf courses. Two Hooters girls dressed in their restaurant uniforms were on each flight assisting the, in parentheses, traditionally attired in-flight crews with hospitality duties. It was a low-fare carrier. I'm trying to see like what else they have.
Because out of Rockford, they did Myrtle Beach and Denver. Or Colorado Springs, or one of the two, somewhere in Colorado.
All commercial services were suspended on January 9th, 2006. Oh, yeah, on December 8th, 2005, Hooters announced that it would end service to Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, that was a sad day for my father.
As a result of the airport's authorities bringing in a competing airline, United. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a full circle.
There you go.
To your hometown and your airline and your dad.
Rockford, Hooters Air, my father.
Josh would live and die for that airline.
But I don't think they served any wings on there.
That's a sham.
Anyway, we'll report back with Spirit Airlines. I'll give you the full update. Now, keep in mind, though, my extra money wasn't spent on bags. My extra money was spent on the big front seat up front. So I'm going to be living a life of luxury in the front two rows.
Are you trying to brag? I'm 5 feet tall. That does nothing for me.
I know, but I'm large. See, my problem is I'm 6'2", and I don't like other travelers.
I totally get that. That totally makes sense.
I still might cancel just so I can make fun of you for flying Spirit.
No way. You got to do this. It's our sociological experiment.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast. Speaking of Hooters. There's this guy in New York.
Stop. That's got to be the title for this, right?
Speaking of Hooters. What if everything we talked about started with that and it had to do with Hooters a little bit?
Did we just stumble into a theme episode?
Perhaps. So speaking of Hooters, there is a guy in New York who robbed a Taco Bell the other day.
Why would anybody rob a Taco Bell? There's two things I don't understand. First of all, if you're going to rob a Taco Bell, there's already not a lot of money at Taco Bell because that's the place you go when you eat for cheap, number one. Number two, nobody pays with cash anymore. You okay? What happened?
Hit my knee on the volume.
Wow. You all right?
Yeah.
Do you need a timeout?
No, I'm good.
Julia's playing hurt, everybody. Very brave. You're a competitor.
Well, on that tip, you know what I always thought of is like, why do people rob Dollar Trees?
Right. How, they're only going to have so many dollars in there.
Well, you're just going to get what they have to like keep in their drawer. And they probably, I mean, they'll have money. They have money. So anyways.
Well, these people
Well, not much. They only gave him $340 in cash. And then he fled on foot to Night Moves.
Strip club?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So where is this at?
New York.
Yeah, that's for sure got to be upstate New York.
It was upstate.
What city?
Colony, just outside of Albany.
Hell yeah.
So he fled on foot to Night Moves, and then the Taco Bell staff called police to report the robbery, and 3 minutes later they found him inside the strip club and got the money back. But the funniest thing about this is in his mugshot, he's wearing a shirt that says Hooters. Like, he's just like the biggest piece of shit. Like, he's literally like just the biggest fuckboy.
Wait, how did they track him they found him 3 minutes later in a strip club?
Yeah. I don't know. They probably found just watched where he was going because he couldn't have been that far away if they found him 3 minutes later.
A strip club is a good place to disappear.
Yeah, they said it was just up the road.
With his Taco Bell cash.
Yeah, do you want to see him?
Yeah, please.
He looks like smug.
Kind of looks like he would be the Weeknd's dad.
Right, or like the Weeknd's brother who works at a surf shop.
But that's not even a like an actual authentic Hooters t-shirt.
No, it's like one he had custom.
It just says Hooters.
It looks like it was made at Hollister, but it says Hooters.
Have you seen I saw this pop up. Have you seen the guy who had the guy that got arrested? I think it was in Indiana that has crime pays tattooed across his forehead.
No.
Go ahead. Slide that into your Google machine real quick. Yeah. Look at this beauty.
Oh my God. He must have gotten that in prison, right?
I don't know.
Indiana.
It's got huge letters that say crime.
It doesn't
pays.
Even look real.
It's spelled correctly,
because his head
though.
Is so wrinkly, and it's like on just like such a smooth patch.
Smooth patch of forehead.
They said they found meth. That makes sense.
What did he rob? I don't remember the full story.
It doesn't say what he was robbing. It was just said it was on a police chase, and they found He faced charges of resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, possession of meth, maintaining a common nuisance, and auto theft. And I guess this isn't his first run-in with the law. Last year, he was featured on an episode of Live PD for leading what? Officers on a high speed. He loves his good high speed chase. He's like one a year. That time puts it on his calendar.
There's a lot of good stupid criminals this week. You saw the Baltimore teacher, right?
No.
The Baltimore teacher that gave kids a lap dance, grabbed them, kissed at least one of them, according to the parents.
What?
Yeah. By the way, these are fourth graders. The woman apparently asked multiple fourth graders to pull out their chair from their desk so she could observe their work and then bounce on their laps, one of the parents told the Baltimore
Sun. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Baltimore. It was in Maryland, maybe not specifically Baltimore.
Ew.
Yeah. A post that was circulating on Facebook this week accused the teacher of physically, emotionally, and sexually abusing most of the 20 children in the class in one form or the other. In fact, the mother of one of the students said the teacher dug her nails into her daughter's armpits after the 10-year-old refused to move her chair. Ow!
People are crazy. Did you ever have any student-teacher incidents in high school?
No, not really. I was in detention a lot.
Why? What'd you do?
I just never really, went.
To school?
Yeah, that was my biggest problem.
Same. I stayed home a lot, too. I graduated high school late because I had so many absences.
I ended up getting in trouble by my German teacher because I had a laser pointer right when those were a thing, and I kept getting in trouble, and she finally confiscated my laser pointer, so I got detention for that.
What are you, a cat?
And then I got detention again when I went into her class in between periods to get the laser pointer out, and then I was caught. So I got detention for that too.
I surprisingly never got detention, but there was like so many shenanigans that I should have gotten detention for. We had this one teacher who looked like, what's the dad's name from American Pie with the eyebrows? Eugene Levy.
Didn't he just die?
Oh my God, he did.
Did he? Hang on. I think he did.
I didn't even hear about that.
Oh, no. No, he's still alive. Wow, sorry.
Way to scare us.
Eugene Levy.
Way to scare us.
Oh my God, I thought he died.
Well, they were throwing an end of the year lunch for our teachers in the library, and the library was two stories. So like they were all like sitting at at a table and like eating, it looked like pasta. And my friend Katie and I printed out a picture of Eugene Levy and dropped it from the top of the library and it landed right in his pasta.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
National Love Your Pet Day is today.
I know. And you know what? I'm one of those people who are like, there's a million of these. But I love seeing pets. I love seeing pets on the internet.
So
and I'm not mad at this one.
Love your pet more today than you did yesterday? Because it's now a day?
No, I love them all the same.
Why can't they just do all these national days on one day? Just do a national day and call it done and be good with it.
Oh, it's good for content for us.
No, it's good for content for you because you just post to your cat, which you're doing every day anyway.
Don't be rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm saying how often
I never post him to the feed.
How often do you post Ludacris on your Instagram?
Daily, because he's being weird. But that's on my stories, not on my feed.
Oh, so National Love Your Pet Day
is a feed day.
It goes from the story to the feed.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
He's worked his way up. And it also gives me another excuse to just do my shtick about matching dogs to celebrities.
If you haven't seen Julia do this, some would say it's a skill, but she goes on Twitter. You can follow her at the Radio Hag and people send her pictures of their pets. And Julia will tell you what famous celebrity looks like your pet.
I found a really good Tila Tequila today.
Tila Tequila. Yes. She was like the first original MySpace
model.
Tila Tequila. What's she up to? She's still alive, right?
Yeah, I was going to say she's probably dead. That's rude.
Well, I already killed Eugene Levy earlier, so let's Google her, see what she's up to. Oh, here you go. So I typed in Tila Tequila and I went to news, and the first story that popped up, what happened to Tila Tequila?
The rise and fall.
Let's go ahead and click on this link. Oh, back in 2017, she signed a contract to be God.
What?
Yeah, she went to YouTube and posted a video in which she stated that she signed an agreement that made her God.
I don't think you can just do that.
Yeah, you can when you're Tila Tequila. According to her, she was given a contract to sign, and because she is lazy, she did not read to see the details in it. She claims the contract gave her powers to do whatever she wanted, even if she was starting World War III or abolished debt and taxes. So apparently, she's doing well.
So she's losing it. Amanda Bynes got another heart face tattoo on her, above her eyebrow today. Why? I know she's lost her marbles, and that is one person I genuinely feel so bad for, because I thought she was so talented and funny growing up. Like, I really liked her, and I think she blames it on drugs, but I truly believe it has to be a touch of schizophrenia.
But isn't she getting married or something too, or getting remarried or something?
Right, which makes you question the guy she's with, kind of like Britney Spears. Like, what happened to Britney Spears? I mean, I know we know, but it
Britney's back though.
Have you seen her Instagram?
Yeah, but she's back. She's back. But she's normal enough.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not. I mean, compared to where she was, she's not chucking umbrellas.
She's worse now, though. Because when she was chucking umbrellas, I think she was like genuinely working through her motions. Now she's like a robot. There's nothing behind her eyes.
We did a thing in LA a few years ago it was before I started working at B96. I was working in Seattle. And our boss now was there as well. They had a bunch of people there. It was like for a Britney listening thing right before one of her albums came out. And that day she was very, very robotic. So they had Andy Cohen up there hosting it, and they had Will.i.am there as well. And so she was up on stage, and it was just kind of like rehearsed answers, and very just, she looked very, it was almost kind of, I just wanted to give her a hug.
She has like 10% custody of her kids. That's how bad it is now.
Yeah, especially when when that father's Kevin Federline. That means the courts go, hey, Kevin Federline, you get 90% of the time with your children.
Is he, I feel like I don't know enough about K-Fed because I was so young when that all went down. Is he not great? I know he's a douche.
He was a laughingstock for a while, but he's completely fallen off the face. I think he's just legit collecting alimony and being a father.
Yeah, he got remarried. I know that.
It's a good deal if you can get it.
I know he's remarried and he's got other kids, so he probably is fine to raise those too. But Amanda Bynes, The Rise and Fall. Let's think.
Did you see what our website did? Someone, I don't think it was anybody in our building. I think it was a national story that was on B96.com the other day about that face tattoo or her doing something.
No, and
it says something about Amanda Bynes. And so I look at it. I'm looking at the picture. Like, you know, when you see like the preview picture
before you
click through, right? Yeah. And I look at it. I'm like, huh. They used, barely they couldn't find anything recent that looked good enough. So they used a picture from the 2011 VMAs. And you could see it because, first of all, it was normal looking Amanda Bynes.
And she probably looked so cute and healthy.
She was in front of like a step and repeat that said, had the logo from the 2011 MTV and VMAs. And then you click through and it's like face tattoo, regular current Amanda Bynes. You're like, oh.
She's got like a little heart on her cheek and it looks like a butt. And then she got like a filled in one above her eyebrow.
Why? We've already talked about face tattoos, like, you know, with the crime pays guy. But why would you ever decide that you need to get a tattoo from your neck up for any reason whatsoever? Because at that particular point in time, you've resigned to the fact that you can do about 7 things in your life. And one of which is be like a music artist. And if any of those other ones fail, you don't have a lot of other things to fall back on.
I remember when I was in high school, I had to take night school classes because I never went to school. And I remember saying, I want a butterfly tattoo on my collarbone. And whoever was teaching the night school class was like, listen, I don't know you personally. He's like, I just don't think you should do that.
That is a good person. If you learned anything at night school, it was that.
I couldn't even tell you what class it was for, but I remember him saying, like, I just don't think it's going to be a good idea.
Like Post Malone. It's like, bro, I know that's his thing. And I know he's got more money than God. He's got more money than Tila Tequila. So he can do whatever he wants, but he keeps putting this nonsense on his face. It's like, what are you doing?
And it's just, he just doesn't care. No. We saw him in concert last week. He's a delight. Like, I love the way he saunters.
Well, you know his whole thing with Postmates, right? Have you heard
the story? Yeah, he spent $40,000 on him in a year.
40 grand.
It doesn't surprise me.
On just Postmates. What are you ordering for 40 grand?
I don't know, but he's really good. He's very talented.
Yeah.
I like that he's got like a rock value to his voice, but he also raps.
Are you okay, by the way?
You know what's scaring me is my throat's getting scratchy.
Uh-oh. Oh, you got what Kenzie's got. You had what Josh R. has.
Well, my Josh was sick.
Uh-oh. Will that be some shit if you had coronavirus?
I told you had it.
Okay, now think about it. Think about what that would do for your brand.
That really would elevate my brand. I'd get so many followers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were, imagine on
the news. Is it illegal to start a rumor that I have Like, is that actually illegal to like start a lie?
Well,
that
you kind of create hysteria and then you get yourself quarantined for 3 weeks for no reason whatsoever.
But, right. So is that a lot? So is that illegal?
I don't know if it's illegal, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, I'm just focused on my brand right now.
I would run it.
Not
through
anyone else.
I would run it through an attorney.
I'll text my roommate.
But think about it. Think about what they would say in the news. Local radio DJ, local radio personality, third person in Chicago to have coronavirus. And then your picture would be all over the news.
I know. I'm the one who gets the glory.
You can do Insta stories from your quarantine hospital bed every day. It's day 4. Got the CV.
I can be wearing a face mask. I can have things that like don't apply to symptoms that I have just to throw people off. I can have a CPAP on.
Bleeding from the ears.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
What the hell is going on here? Hello?
We just don't have a lot to talk about this week, so we're like, surely you'll have some fresh bullshit going on in your life.
We just haven't had you on the podcast. We miss you, Sonic.
I know. I thought I got cut.
No.
No, God, no. We'd have you on every week.
I forgot to tell him about the ferret story until recently. How's that going?
So, why am I acting like I don't know what you're talking about?
Can we talk about it? Is this public?
That's fine, yeah.
So what happened?
Met this girl on Instagram that lives in the city. I don't know if she has a boyfriend, though.
How did you actually meet her? Like how did you find her profile?
I think maybe on Tinder.
Oh, so it was like linked.
So if somebody puts my new thing on these dating apps is if these girls are being extra thirsty and they put their handle on their dating apps. Because I feel like they put their handles on there because they're not trying to find love. They just want more followers. So they put like some skanky pictures on there. Anyways, I follow them and I DM them. Because some of them even put like no DMs, but this is my Instagram in their bio on my
No Shame
Tinder.
Sonic.
What's just the success rate?
None. Zero. But this one, I've been talking to her. I think that's how I met her. I'm not sure. Possibly.
You just know you've been doing it, so it makes sense.
Yeah. But you know what my new... When I message them, it's not like, hey, I saw you on Tinder. I'm like, we matched on Tinder. I'm never on there, so I thought I'd message you here.
No.
We clearly didn't match.
So casual.
Anyway, so she has these ferrets, and I don't even know if they're legal in Illinois. Anyway, she's like very...
Ferrets are legal?
Some states they're not.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's clearly obsessed with them, and I've been trying to hang out, and we were getting there. It was coming down to it, like, yo, we're about to go out, and I'm
going to
ask
ferrets?
Her. Three. But, hold your breath. One passed away.
Oh, no. R.I.P.
Yeah. So then right when it was coming down to just hanging out, getting drinks, she one of them passed away. So then she was depressed and she couldn't hang out. So it's been lingering. But we're going to go out tomorrow night. What's up now?
Are you?
Are you? Today's Love Your Pet Day. Is that going to be sore subject tomorrow?
No, she's been healing for a couple weeks. So she's ready.
Do yourself a favor. Don't make any ferret jokes when you're there tomorrow.
Oh, my God. It's going to kill him. It is literally going to physically kill him not to make a ferret joke.
What?
He's gonna
guys, like, what he's kind gonna of ferret jokes are out there? Who has ferret jokes on deck?
But Sonic would do some shit. Like, there's like a dead bird in the street. He's like, hey, it's dead just like your ferret. Yeah. Want to bang?
Yeah. Man, what a weasel that one was.
Am I right?
Anyway.
I'm going to look up ferret puns.
Dude, ferrets are smelly, aren't they?
That's what I was saying.
It's kind of a turnoff to me, but this girl's pretty hot. But it's kind of a turnoff because they smell like gerbils or, you know, those rodent smell, rats.
The difference is gerbils are in a cage. It's the ferrets are just running amok around your house. So what happens if she shows up tomorrow, you guys go to Applebee's, and she's got that ferret smell all over an otherwise very attractive individual.
Oh, man. I'll just have to drink a couple more White Claws. Maybe a shot of Malort and just take one for the team.
Listen, the ferret girls in high school were always so strange.
Wait, you said ferret girls? You had multiple girls that had ferrets in high school?
Yeah, huge
welcome
high school.
To the club.
I particularly remember this one. I think ferret girls was a generalization. There's this one I will never forget for the rest of my life. We had some sort of class where we had like long tables. I don't know why this is important to this story, but like she sat in the one in front of me. And I remember she had, you know, those bags that moms get where you can like put photos in it. Like it's like a tote bag, but you can like put in photos
like
of your kids.
Underneath a laminate or something.
Yes. It was all photos of her ferrets, you guys.
Oh my God. Dang. Oh my God.
And she would like, anytime you asked her about her bag, she would be like, yeah, this one's Ricky. This one's Poopsie, like this one's. I got him mittens. I'm going to get this one a scarf.
Ricky Poopsie mittens?
So weird. Ferrets are crazy. They'll like dig in your furniture. We used to have a ferret when I was growing up, and it would be in our couch, and we couldn't get it out. It tunnels.
Wait, you've owned a ferret too?
He probably told her that story to get in her pants.
Did you make that up so that way you could?
No, I haven't told her yet. That's going to be the closer.
Wow. Look at you.
You still own a ferret named Nelly.
So you can totally relate with her. Be like, yeah, I'm a former ferret dad myself.
Well, it was a family ferret. I was in high school. One time though, random. This reminds me of the time my sister had a hamster and we couldn't find it. It was in the ball the last time we saw it, you know, like cruising around, you know, around that, you know, the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we found a couple months later behind the TV. It was dead.
Ew. Oh my God.
Shout out to my sister. You're the worst human being ever. I love you.
It's all just dry. And like, how would you not smell that?
I don't know. Oh, gross. Right, yo, I forgot what the hamster's name was, but we're like, there it is.
Well, good luck. Where are you guys going for your date?
I don't know yet. Probably Money Gun.
Money? Oh, yeah. It's a good bar.
You said you think she's from a different country, right?
She's from the UK.
Oh, that might explain the ferret thing a little more. It might be...
No, not even a little bit.
Okay. I tried to throw her a bone. I tried to throw her a pellet or whatever the fuck they eat.
No fun. Wait, let me show you a picture of her.
Yeah, I want to see her. Oh, yeah, you did show me her. She's all right.
Okay.
6.57.
Oh, no, how dare you? She's very pretty. How dare you? 6.57.
I'm sorry. Dang. I just was looking at Vanessa Hudgens. Yeah. That's a 12.
Oh, I love that shirt.
Don't you dare.
We always have to go back and edit out all the creepy-ass shit he says.
No, sorry.
By the way, edit that out.
Here's the thing. Up until when you just said that, Julia, nobody's heard any creepy things because they were all edited out. And so it got to the point where Julia goes, we are going to have to edit out all the creepy things. And people are like, what creepy things did Sonic do? What did he say?
He's such an angel.
You never would have heard any of it because we edited them all out.
There was one time that we had a podcast that was up. And I said, hey, you got to go back and do a 10-4 on this comment he made or else.
Do a 10-4? I don't think that's what that means.
No, I just like
using that. 10-4. I was picking up what you were putting down. But this podcast is raw. That's why I like it. All right, I got to go.
Hey, yo, you want to pimp your new podcast that's coming very soon?
Yeah, we're so excited.
Oh, yeah, I have a new podcast coming out, Borden Group C. It's still getting approved by legal, our legal team here at radio.com. They're very efficient. I love them. So look out for that. It's just about my messy life.
First of all, radio.com has to approve these?
Yeah.
Because we never got any approval, did we?
You had to do the legal process.
We did?
Legal? What does that
mean? I don't think we did anything.
Well, through Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just fill out that thing.
Yeah. I mean, is that what?
I don't remember what we did.
The process to get it going.
It's just like you sent it out like an application. Remember when we put in that stupid bio about it and they were like, hey guys, no.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm going through right now.
Dude, when are we going to get this?
I don't know. They're probably doing a background check on me, so it might be wild.
If you're a fan of Sonic, this is like when they gave Joey from Friends his own show, but it'll be way better.
Thank you. Hopefully it works out, because I have this segment, real quick, if I could drop an extra plug. Yeah. I have this segment where I go down with mics. I go down with the mics to Michigan Avenue right here in front of the studio and ask people why they're walking down Michigan Avenue, and it's not going too swimmingly. But, I mean, I got a couple people. Hey, I just look weird out there. I'm going to go try to do it again tomorrow.
Are you coming out tonight?
Yeah.
We should do a thing where we try to get people to say happy birthday to Rihanna and say she's definitely going to see the message.
Okay. I'll rent the mics from Rich.
Can't we just hang out for once without having to do work shit? All you guys. Every day, you guys, as long as we're out tonight, we should do gobs of content.
No.
Oh. Can we just have a drink and watch the Bulls?
It's Rihanna's birthday.
Okay,
and
sorry.
The Bulls suck. All right, bye.
Be a good human being and subscribe. Rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.